Love Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
All right, we're back live. Sorry for the inconvenience again. My apologies. Ms. Ramirez will not be joining us today. We're going to move right along. Going to go back to the Lupus Foundation. It is DW Lupus Foundation on Instagram. The Marcus Webster Lupus Foundation on Facebook. I would really appreciate it if everyone would go and follow the page on Instagram, like the page on Facebook. It's something very important to me that I want to grow to something way, way bigger. I have a lot of plans for it. So please, I appreciate all the support that I'm getting from everybody else. I really do. I appreciate all the support that I am receiving in regards to that, as well as Love Yana Outreach. They are both my babies, and I am building them up.
Yana, let me ask you a quick question in regards to your cousin. At what age did he find out that he had lupus, and what age did he pass away?
32. He passed away at 32.
He passed away at 32. And what age did he find out that he had lupus?
32
as well. Oh, wow.
He had it for a while and basically had been misdiagnosed.
Jesus.
He passed away in September. That December prior, December 2012, he was in the hospital. And I noticed that he had lost weight and he was darker. He was high yellow. So I knew something was wrong, and I was asking questions. And it was, you know, nobody said anything. So basically, he went into the hospital, and 3 weeks before, you know, they found it. And, you know, when your kidneys are attacked, it causes you to get darker.
Right.
Like I said, I'm still really researching, you know, lupus and finding out what is it.
Right.
I know a little bit about it now, a little bit more. I do have a friend that has lupus as well. In fact, she was calling me saying that, you know, she was having some issues this past week. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm very sorry to hear that. I know lupus is a very serious thing, and me, myself, the doctors told me that I have rheumatoid and osteoarthritis and fibromyalgia, and dealing with that chronic pain on a daily basis, I can't even begin to explain the pain that I'm in. But however, I try my best to not let it get me down. I continue to push through and try to just fight on a daily basis. A lot of times I don't have the energy and the strength that I need, you know, for my son and to do different things with my son. But I have to just kind of explain to him, you know, when mommy's feeling well and when mommy's not feeling well, so that he knows, okay, my mom's not feeling well today. Therefore, you know, let me relax, you know, let me try to clean up or do little different things around the house that he'll try to do. But I remember, you know, going back and forth to my rheumatoid arthritis doctor, and for years they thought I had lupus. However, every time I take my test, of course, it comes back negative. And just this past April, I went to my rheumatoid arthritis doctor, and she told me the first time they took like 6 tubes of blood. And, you know, she brought me back in for to tell me my results and everything like that. And she told me, she said, I think you have lupus. And I told her, I said, the devil is a liar. And she started laughing because I guess she wasn't expecting me to say that, but I yelled out so loud, and it was like, okay, I need you and the devil to hear me that he is a liar, you know? So I remember texting my sister or calling my sister and calling my mom and letting them know, you know, what the doctor said. And my mom told me immediately, she just went into prayer and said, you know, we're not going to believe that. We're going to cancel it out, blah, blah, blah. And that's exactly what we did. You know, we, me and my mom, we have a prayer conference over the phone conference call, conference line that we have on Wednesdays, once a month, the third Wednesday of every month. And, you know, we prayed, you know, on that particular Wednesday. And that Thursday, my doctor called me back to tell me that, you know, my results definitely came back negative. So that was definitely a blessing and definitely a praise report that I would have to just wanted to share that with the listening audience. And Mama Regina, I see you out there. So thank you so much for joining us on today and tuning in to Empowerment Talk with Miss Yana. Say hi to Mama Regina, Yana.
Hi, Mama Regina. How are you? Hope you have a wonderful Thursday.
And thank you, guys. We are Periscoping Live. We were on Facebook at the beginning of the show and just had to kind of start a couple things over. She said, hello, beautiful. But so we're excited about the show on this afternoon or this evening. Wow, I keep saying afternoon. It's 8:09, Crystal. Okay, but, you know, it's just a blessing to definitely, you know, even though we have different aches and pains and things of that nature, you know, we just have to fight on a daily basis. We can't let those things get us down. I mean, because I do believe that the devil wants me to be bedbound because of this arthritis and fibromyalgia, but he's not going to win. You know, I need to just do what I can and just keep it moving, you know?
I dealt with sciatic pain.
Yes.
I was in a bad car accident.
Yes.
October 2014, truck out.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
And I ended up with a herniated disc. I couldn't walk for about 2 months.
Oh, wow.
I ended up with a herniated disc that was pressing on my sciatic nerve.
Yes, I've had that experience with sciatic nerve.
Pain.
Absolutely.
2015.
Yes.
I just had back surgery February 15th of this year.
Mama Regina said he is a liar and a bastard. Yes, he is. And to my girlfriend, Aaliyah. Hi, Aaliyah. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Crystal Chanel Show Network Empowerment Talk with Miss Yana. So thank you so much, sis. I see you out there. Thank you for your love and support. And also, you guys, I just want to say, please invite your followers. I see some hearts out there on the screen, and we're so thankful for those hearts. So keep them going, you guys. Hi, Aaliyah. Keep them going, and we love and appreciate you. If you guys would like to call in on this evening tonight, please feel free to do so at 347-850-8557. Again, that number is 347-850-8557. So we're going to continue on. Yana, I know that with the foundation, give us a little bit more information. I mean, I know you kind of just got the foundation started.
I did. I'm looking to do some great things with the foundation. Basically, we want to provide support to the families and individuals and families that are dealing with lupus or have lost someone, you know, from lupus.
Right.
At the same time, we want to try to find out, you know, get treatment and just find a cure, is basically.
Yes.
Save a life.
Yes.
That's the ultimate goal. You know, just empowering the people that do have it to keep fighting. So yeah, and I want to end up, you know, doing scholarships and, you know, and my cousin, like, I really have some great things that I'm coming up with daily.
Okay.
I don't have it all set out yet, but, you know, God on my side, I'm moving along. You know, I still have the outreach program for individuals and families affected by domestic violence. That is going well. I am moving forward in a great direction. I'm getting ready to open a counseling and training office in Valdosta, Georgia.
Awesome.
Around the end of this month, 1st of July.
Okay.
So definitely, I'm looking forward to that right now. I do have an office in Midtown. Love Young Outreach is in Midtown off Highland Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And Mama Regina wanted to know who was diagnosed with lupus.
My late husband was diagnosed with lupus in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away 3 weeks later. He had had it all the time. I noticed it that December 2012, that some things was changing about him, but I am no doctor. I don't diagnose anything.
Right.
I can diagnose crazy people sometimes if they talk long enough. But, you know, I knew something was going on with him. You don't go from being hot yellow to, you know, I'm a pretty dark-skinned chick. And he was basically about as dark as me. You know, when something's going on with the kidneys,
wow,
that's normally...
Wow.
What it, you know, that's normally a side effect,
mm-hmm,
from,
mm-hmm,
you know, what I understand.
Wow.
So, yes, my cousin, he is my first cousin. We are two sisters' children. We grew up in the same home, though, as sisters and brothers. My grandmother raised the both of us.
Okay.
Him from 2 weeks old. He was born with cerebral palsy and spinal meningitis.
Oh, wow.
So, to give you some background, he did have a disability. So,
mm-hmm,
what one person maybe can fight with his body and maybe just didn't have the strength to fight that strong of a situation, and being late diagnosed, basically.
Right.
Because he was in the hospital.
Wow.
And he could have been diagnosed then, when I was running up and down the hall causing all that ruckus,
mm-hmm,
trying to find out what was going on. That was a good time,
mm-hmm,
to try to, you know, look into it. But at the end of the day, what, you know, what God plan is, you can't change it. You know, we go back and forth, especially when it's someone that's very dear to our heart, as my cousin was to me.
Right.
But, you know, God, you know, saw fit to, you know, bring him home to be with him. He has honestly been through a lot.
Wow. Yeah, and you just never know what someone is going through and what they're dealing with in their bodies. So, you know, I try, when I pray on a daily basis, I try to just pray and ask God to cover everybody, because cover the entire world, because you just never know. I mean, you have these different hospitals and things of that nature that are, you know, completely full. And a lot of times, you know, I try not to complain, because I know there's always somebody in a worse situation that I am experiencing and that I'm in. So what I try to do is just push. You know, I was walking about a week ago, and it just came to me. God said, you know, this is a season of push. You just have to push through, you know, the different things that you're experiencing, and just go as much as you can possibly go, because there may be somebody in the hospital, and I live actually right down the street from a hospital, and, you know, that person may not have their limbs, you know?
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank God for the limbs.
Right, exactly. Amen. I mean, it might not be all that, honey, but I thank God for it. Okay, Mama Regina, I saw your message, so thank you so much. Definitely, just we're thanking God for everything. I mean, like I said, it could always be worse.
It could.
Yep. Thank you so much, Aaliyah. She put a message out there in regards to what we were talking about on Periscope. Thank you for your support, sis. Really, really appreciate that.
I do.
You guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much for tuning in with Empowerment Talk with Ms. Yana.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
All right, you guys, thank you again for joining the Crystal Chanel Show Network Empowerment Talk with Miss Yana. Yana, so tell me, how was the experience? You know, of course, with your family. Okay, your cousin found out that he had lupus, and 3 weeks later, it was just like, okay, you guys were planning his funeral. How did that make your family feel? I mean, what was the experience like during that time?
Well, it was really hard. For the most part, for me, I didn't know that he had even been diagnosed with lupus until it was like that day.
Mm-hmm.
I found out everything in the day he died.
Oh my God.
Maybe like the day before, you know, I was talking to, you know, my cousin, and that next morning she was like, okay, well, we're gonna, you know, we're going up there to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
His mom was with him at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she called me back and she told me that I needed to get home.
Wow.
So we're talking about a 6-hour drive.
Right. Like,
in a heavy heart.
Right. And no bags packed or anything of that nature.
I'm in Marietta. I lived in Conyers at the time.
Wow.
So I come back across town, try to grab some things, hop in my truck and I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the kids, you know, I'm basically devastated, and by the time I made it to Birmingham, he had passed.
My God, so you didn't have a chance to say your goodbyes.
You know, God knows this. You know, my family told me that my cousin and my aunt, they basically said he was already gone.
Mm.
My aunt had asked the doctor how much was the machine breathing for him, and he told her 100%.
Wow.
So if you're breathing for me 100%,
then
what am I?
Right. Zero.
So basically, he had gotten much, much darker. My cousin told me I wouldn't have been able to handle it, just due to the fact of how close we came up. You know, I got suspended a lot of times.
Because of him.
Because of him. You couldn't look at him wrong.
Right.
And if he walk up to you and touch you and say, I love you, just get it right.
Right. Wow.
Because it's an issue.
Right.
For me, if I'm anywhere in the vicinity, I'm watching.
Right.
Frown, talk to another friend, like you talking about him, I got an issue.
Yeah.
That's just the way it was for me, because I'm just very sympathetic, and then, you know, nobody asked to be here, and especially under certain conditions.
Right.
And he wasn't, you know, he was a loving person.
Right.
Not a malicious person walking around just hitting people and, you know, things like that. He wasn't about that.
Right.
So, yeah, I had an issue, so she knew that wasn't something. And, you know, God knows.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have made it.
Yeah, he definitely knows best. He definitely knows best. And again, you guys, if you would like to, of course, speak to Yana or myself, please feel free to call 347-850-8557. Again, that number is 347-850-8557. And I also just want to say that I know some of my prayer partners and powerhouses are definitely on the line. Yana Hart is heavy on this afternoon, this evening, dealing with family issues and her uncle being sick. So I just want to say to Mama Regina and Sister Aaliyah, if you guys would definitely keep her in prayer, keep her family in prayer, and, you know, anybody else that's out there that's listening, if you have the power to get a prayer through, we just ask for you to please lift her up and lift her family up. It's tough trying to do a radio show, you guys, and have a heavy heart and things on your mind and this and that and the third. So we just want to lift her up right now and lift her family up. So thank you. Thank you so much. Leah said we speak comfort and peace to her family in Jesus' name. Thank you, sis. I really appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yana, let me ask you this first before we move on. Did you want to say anything else in regards to your cousin's foundation and moving forward with that?
Just, you know, follow me on Instagram at DW Lupus Foundation. Facebook is Demarcus, DEMARCUS, Webster, WEBSTER, Lupus Foundation. on Facebook. Go like the page, check it out. I have a nice video out there, collage of my cousin from a small child until an adult. Just kind of it's some background on the page if you really want to, you know anything about him.
Right.
It's still kind of, you know, it's still a little hard.
Right. Absolutely.
I took, you know, a few weeks trying to put this foundation together, and I had to stop
mm-hmm.
so many times.
Mm-hmm. Why did you have to stop?
Because I really didn't deal with it a lot then.
Okay.
I had to be strong for family. Of course, the funeral, I cried.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of just put it in a box and said, you know, okay, he's home with my grandmother and my aunt. So he's okay. You know, that's what I had to tell myself.
Right.
In order to be okay with it. But as I was doing this stuff and going through pictures, and I just had a meltdown. I was just melting.
Wow.
Like, it was really, really hard. And, I how much I missed my cousin. Like, every holiday or everything, and I never even got to bring him to Atlanta with me.
Mm.
But I do know that he was happy that I moved to Atlanta.
Right.
The last time that I talked to him, the last conversation he and I had, I told him, and I was so scared to tell him.
Why?
And I was like, I better not tell him. He's going to be disappointed. I'm not, you know, there anymore.
Gotcha.
And so he was like, I'm happy you moved to Atlanta. There's so much crime going on in
mm-hmm.
Jackson. I was watching the news, and, you know, he was just going into, you know, those things. And normally, every time I ever talk to my cousin, and I say, I love you. And I have another cousin that does the same thing.
Uh-huh.
They're like, okay, bye.
Hilarious.
In this particular night, he told me he loved me, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last conversation he and I had.
Aww.
He had texted me one time, and he said, call me. And I said, okay, boo. That's what I texted back. That was the last thing. And I didn't get to call him. I was busy.
Oh, my.
I didn't get to call him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do better now. I tell people all the time, I'm not a dial out person. I have a phone because it's required. Like, I really just don't dial out.
Wow.
I answer the phone, though. If you call me and I can answer, I will answer. If not, I will shoot you a text so fast. Give me a minute. I try not to ignore people.
Right.
And my whole thing is, my thought process is, I never want to go too far in life. No matter where I go in life, I want to always be able to just say thank you.
That's it.
Even when people write on my foundation page or they write on the outreach page, I try to go and just say thank you. I don't
mm-hmm.
even care if you comment on a picture of mine.
That's it.
You notice I will go through every and try to acknowledge everybody individually.
Yes. Yes, and I try my best to do the same. It's hard sometimes, oh my God. And sometimes it's hard to respond back to to everybody, but I try my very, very best. And then sometimes I'll be like, okay, I respond to this first, and then I'll go back and respond to, you know, the following messages, and then 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks has already passed, and it's like, uh-oh, I forgot to respond back to so-and-so's message. So
right.
It happens. It happens.
I have an old picture right now on Facebook that is going around. It's my 35th birthday on this picture.
Oh.
And it's going around now. I guess it's just keep popping up on the timeline
uh-huh.
because I know this, well, somebody liked it.
Okay.
Running back to my timeline.
Uh-huh.
So as I was looking at it, I missed this, you know, lady telling me that it was beautiful or whatever.
Oh.
In January.
Right.
Like, oh my God, I am so sorry. You know, thank you. I just want to say thank you.
Right. Yes.
You know, I talked to my grandmother, just always instilled in me, never just move too far where you just can't simply say thank you
That's
to somebody
it.
Who's supporting you
That's
or giving
it.
You a compliment.
That's true. And me and one of my friends yesterday, my sister Diane, we were just talking about that yesterday evening in regards to just being able to tell people thank you and let people know, you know, you love them and appreciate them. You know, that those words mean everything. So a lot of times when you do see my posts and I put my posts out there for my show and things of that nature, you will always see me put, you know, thank you for your love and support. Thank you. You know, I appreciate you, whatever the case is. But you will always, 9 times out of 10, you'll always see that on my page. So I totally, totally agree. At this point, Yana, I want you to tell the listening audience, our Periscope listening audience and the show audience, on who is Yana?
Well,
Who is Miss Yana? Yana Faye.
Yana Faye, a bad girl.
Well, we want the good Yana Faye. How about that?
I know Yana was good. Even when I was bad, I was good. You had to push me to be bad.
Hilarious.
I'm good. Yana? Miss Yana. Let's see. Miss Yana is a fighter.
Uh-huh.
Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Very loving, kind-hearted person.
Mm-hmm.
Would definitely give a person the shirt off my back if they needed it. But basically, I mean, what is it you want to know about Miss Yana? You
got to
be specific.
Okay. Well, since you have already given them a little bit of who Miss Yana is,
okay.
I want you to, for people that did not tune into like the very first show,
okay.
You talked about your domestic violence. She is a survivor and a overcomer of domestic violence. I want you to share with the listening audience your experience with domestic violence, you know, whatever you're comfortable with sharing, share that with them. Tell them your story. Tell them where God brought you from.
Oh, God has brought me from a mighty long way.
Yes.
Huh. Okay. God has brought me from being a motherless and fatherless child.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for my grandmother.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
I wouldn't be this woman without that woman.
That's it. Now, is she still alive?
No, she passed in 2000.
Okay.
My aunt, Ms. Dorothy Steger,
mm-hmm.
responsible for every big word that I know.
Hilarious.
She talked to her. She was an English teacher.
Oh, forget about it. Absolutely. You're going to say those words right,
she
baby.
She would talk to us, and to this day, I would basically, if we're having a conversation,
uh-huh.
Oh, definitely an argument. Wait a minute, you just used a word I had to Google that. So we can have this argument. We can't argue, and I don't know what you're talking
Hilarious.
About.
Hilarious, that's true. That's very true.
But yeah, definitely. My grandmother, Miss Elizabeth Steger.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt Dorothy, she passed December 29th, 1999.
On my birthday. Wow.
She did.
Wow.
My grandmother passed February 18th, 2000.
Wow.
There you go, a month and a half apart.
Yeah.
I walked out the church and turned around and walked right back in.
Wow. That was hard. I can imagine.
It was very hard. 2000 was a really, really rough year for me.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up pregnant with my son.
Mm-hmm.
I was evicted from my apartment. My car was repossessed.
Wow.
I ended up homeless.
Wow.
Nobody knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sense of pride
mm-hmm.
that I will try my best to figure out any situation.
That's it. Before you
help.
Bring people involved, absolutely.
And so I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up but I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it out, and I kind of just wanted to give up
mm-hmm.
on life at that point because I felt like without my grandmother, I couldn't move on. But she told me some things before she left, like I got to do what your auntie did and. You know, you got this baby to worry about, and I have a 3-year-old
daughter.
Uh-huh. At the time, you have this baby to worry about, so you're going to have to move forward. And at some point, I picked up, and I said, okay, I got to do what she said do.
Right.
Because I tried some things now. I was like, you know what? All right. Let's get it together. She gave me enough.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to move forward. And that's what I did. I just started to move forward, and it wasn't always easy.
Right. And you know, just hearing you talk about, you know, losing everything, your apartment, you know, and things of that nature. But you know what? At the end of the day, there's so many people that have experienced that. Even myself. You know, sleeping in my car, you know, having someone knock on the glass while I'm asleep at Quick Trip and invited me to his home. So at that time, of course, you know, being young and naive, sure, you know, this person is trying to help me out. You know, just not thinking about, okay, this person can harm you.
Yeah.
This person can kill you.
Right.
You know, gratefully, I'm still here. You know, of course, you know, he tried to attack me, but gratefully, I'm still here. So I completely understand, you know, being in that situation. And, you know, I at that time was sleeping at Quick Trip inside of my, you know, outside in the car and going inside of Quick Trip to bathe, you know, to get ready for work, you know, and nobody knew what I was going through. Nobody knew what I was going through. My mom, dad, family, nobody, you know, not until, you know, maybe last year, this year, you know, is when I started opening up a little bit more, you know, telling my parents and things of the nature, you know, what I went through and what I was experiencing and this and that and the third. And, you know, it feels good, though. You know, I must say that to be able to get that off of my chest. And at the time, I was just like, oh, my God, you know, but now I can breathe because it's like, OK, I'm an open book at this point. Don't ever ask me no question that you don't want to know the real answer to, because I give it to you real and raw, you know. So I am very, very appreciative of you sharing that. At this time, you guys, we're going to, I want to say thank you again for joining us on Periscope. Thank you so much for inviting your friends and, you know, sharing the broadcast. We greatly, greatly appreciate you guys. We want to make sure that, you know, this topic, you know, talking about, of course, lupus and Yana's story with being a overcomer of domestic violence, and even myself, you know, being a survivor and an overcomer of domestic violence. And I am very grateful to be alive, and I'm sure Ms. Yana is very grateful to be alive. But we're going to take a quick commercial break at this time. Again, you guys, if you want to call in and speak to myself or Ms. Yana, please feel free to call 347-850-8557, and we'll make sure that we get you on the show and get you in the studio to speak to myself or Yana. Also, Periscope, I really, really appreciate you, and I want to switch over at this time to Facebook Live because, you know, today, this morning, I started my little Facebook Live, honey, so I got to get this practice thing going. So I'm going to sign off of Periscope, and I'm going to go on to Facebook Live for the rest of the show. So you guys, if you are following me on Facebook, please switch over to Facebook Live, and you can find me on social media, Facebook under Krystle Chanel. That's K-R-I-S-T-L-E. Chanel is S-H-A-N-E-L-L. Thank you so much. We love and appreciate you. And I'm going to play this song, The Will, by my dear friend Devon Hines, and we're going to just take a few moments to switch over. God bless you guys.
Will to move on.
Give me the strength.
All right, we are back. About to be the end of the show for today. I want to apologize again for the distractions in the beginning. It's going to get better. We're praying about that. I do have some things going on that are very heavy, dealing with a lot of distractions, and sometimes, you know, the devil try to distract you when you're on your way. But he's a lie. I got this. I'm going to handle it. And all the distractions and all the things that's interrupting my peace right now are going to be dealt with and taken care of. My main focus right now is my family, but I definitely want to do the show today and not do it. I do have, you know, some things that I do need to take care of, but I promise you in 2 weeks, it's going to be all good. Empowerment Talk with Ms. Yana. Going to give it back to Crystal Chanel. And don't forget, Love Yana Outreach Incorporated on Facebook. Love Yana Outreach, Inc. on Instagram. The Marcus Webster Lupus Foundation on Facebook. And DW Lupus Foundation on Instagram. It's Crystal Chanel.
Awesome, awesome, you guys. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show Network. We greatly appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for your support and everything that you do. Even if it's just sharing the posts, responding to the posts, things of that nature, I see you guys, and I just really, really appreciate you. I do not take that for granted by no means. Absolutely. And I just want to say, I am actually having a couple of events that's coming up. This coming Saturday, which is June the 8th, I need for you to meet me at Case Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia, from 5:30 to 7:30. I will be having my event, Meet the Authors for the Children. Again, that's Meet the Authors for the Children at Cats Cafe, June the 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will have the wonderful Tori Lynn. Tori Lynn is a dear friend of mine. Her and her two beautiful daughters, all three of them are authors, okay? All three of them. I know. Wonderful, wonderful baby girls, and they're so talented. They sing, they can act, they have their own lip gloss line, so they're very active. And Tori, she's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful mother, and sticks, you know, she sticks by those girls a whole lot and support the children a whole lot. So that's just awesome, you know, to have her as, you know, a great supporter, of course. But also, the event is free. So I would like for you to make sure that you bring your children. You can come by yourself, you know, bring a friend, significant other. We just want to make sure that the place is completely packed and that we have, you know, every seat in the building just full of people. So make sure that you are there. Free event, Cats Cafe. The address is 970 P. Mott Ave Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code is 30309. Also on June 25th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., I would like for you to meet me again at Cats Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. I will be presenting, Crystal Chanel will be presenting HIV, The Real World. And I have some wonderful speakers lined up for you guys. Renee Burgess, she's actually located, I believe, in Miami, Florida. So she is my keynote speaker for that particular event. She will be here with us on June 25th. My dear sister Angie Walston will be one of the speakers. My sister Siobhan Jones will be one of the speakers. Some other outstanding speakers for you guys. Just want you to definitely, definitely make sure that you're there on June 25th, Cats Cafe. Again, it's a free event. The address is 970 Piedmont Ave Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code is 30309. You guys, make sure you follow the Crystal Chanel Show Network on social media. Pretty much everything that's out there: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, I don't really care for Snapchat, but I'm going to just try to be out there and use that one also, you guys. But you can find us on YouTube under Crystal Chanel or The Crystal Chanel Show. Again, we appreciate your support. We thank you so much for your time. Thank you for tuning in to The Crystal Chanel Show Network Empowerment Talk with Miss Yana. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the night, and peace and blessings to you.